No, we're not. We did that marathon last year. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another D&D commentary. I am your host, the Marvelous Iggy. Joining me, as always, on my chair, couch, my own personal DeLorean, my best friend, Mr. Dragon.
Wait, are we on chairs, couch, or are we in a metaphor?
Whatever your imagination will take you. So, continuing the mini-marathon of Back to the Future, this film picks off right after the first film, which is kind of which is not crazy, but very interesting.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I get to have sex with my girlfriend in his car.
That's a very nice truck he has, though.
Yeah, it is.
So, Back to the Future 2, well, we talked about how Back to the Future 1's a very good movie, and we talked extensively in the last podcast about how well-written Marty and Doc are. This movie, from just by talking to people that I know, is the one that people reference the most, and that this is the one they revere the most.
For some good reasons.
I don't know. It's been a while. This is the one I watched most as a kid. You know what?
I hate that getup.
I'm gonna go to a Tripalooza dress like that.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Why? Are you just gonna not take me to a Tripalooza in your car?
I'm just gonna be embarrassed. I'm gonna like drop you off and then park somewhere else and walk in separately.
I don't care. I'll come totally dressed like that. I don't know where I would have find the clear plastic tie though.
You know what? I'm gonna go in. You know, I'm gonna cosplay as a dude that tried to sell you Amiibos last year.
Okay. Oh, that guy's business went up ever since some Amiibos came back in the thing. But
oh my goodness, it's your kids, Marty.
And this is literally the end of the first film. I don't even think they shot it again. It's literally just the first film. They just took they probably just took the footage and just put it in the beginning of the track of the film.
Yeah, it saves money doing it that way.
This is different though, because obviously we see. Who is he, Dragon?
The ultimate dick.
Now is the ultimate bitch. Nope. Also,
yeah, damn it, you beat me to it.
That CGI is pretty bad though. It came out in the eighties, so it's I still gotta call it out. It still looks pretty dated to this time.
That face.
You can tell he's in makeup, but What are your memories of Back to the Future 2?
I watched it for the first time last year.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that. You didn't grow up with it like I did.
I didn't, no.
But the criticism with this movie that I think some people have is that it's kind of basically redoing Back to the Future 1, but with the element of
the future.
That and time travel consequences. Because in the first movie, you know, we saw that Marty accidentally goes back in time and tries to get back. This time, we learn that, I mean, if you've read time travel stories, I mean, at this point in the 80s, you had Terminator, I think, should have been out by this point. Obviously, mm-hmm. If you read comic books, like X-Men Days of Future Past was a thing. So, the notion of time travel having consequences is not something new, but for, I guess, the people who grew up with this movie and how they play with the rules of time travel, I know people who like writers who play by basically Back to the Future rules when it comes to time travel.
Oh, it was got Steven Spielberg again.
Also, this is Bob Gale. That is the he wrote Amazing Spider-Man comics for a couple years. So
yeah, didn't you mention that last week?
Yes, and we got it wrong last week. Last week we said it was directed by Steven Spielberg. That is not correct, and I apologize. It was directed by Robert Zemeckis, who's directing. I believe he directs all three films. But Steven Spielberg only produces. Which, by the way, side note.
Yeah.
2016. This is last year was Back to the Future year. I'm really glad we don't have flying cars.
I don't know. I kind of wish we did.
I don't trust people on the road, let alone a flying vehicle.
2015.
That was a year ago. That's so crazy, right?
Yeah, man. Imagine if we did actually have all this tech.
I mean, when you look at technology, what we have now, it's not this, but we're definitely in, like, it's hard to like see it because we're in the moment, but when you look at smartphones, when you look at tablets, when you look at like medical devices, what the military uses, we're definitely in a more scientific age. It's just because we've grown up with it, and it's not perceived.
I'm already sick of your shit.
Did he just Men in Black her?
No. Men in Blacking her would entail erasing her memory. That's he straight up made her fall asleep.
Also, take a shot. Why haven't we done Men in Black yet?
Because, as we all know, we are the Men in Black.
Yeah.
Galaxy Defenders. I would like to hear Obama sing that song.
What? The Men in Black theme song?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's black?
No, because it would be funny. We
I find it funny in the year 2015, that's what an alleyway still looks like.
We are Galaxy Defenders.
I'm pretty sure you can edit like all his speeches over the course of 8 years and get that. I'm pretty sure you can. Somebody's already done it with other songs.
I feel like he had never said the word galaxy in the last 8 years.
Also, let's get back to the movie.
It's not supposed to be raining in the future. Dude, imagine if we had that kind of technology where it would actually be accurate.
What, predict the weather? Well, I mean, the only reason he knows is because he knows. He's
from the past.
Yeah.
Wait, in the future. And he also knows the future of the future.
Well, the perception is that he's already been here, but further ahead. So he knows. Also, this is really creepy. This is that entering that Roger Rabbit territory right there.
Was there actually anything different about him?
I think there was more like more wrinkles, like heavier line, probably.
Oh man.
Oh, that's the ultimate. So let me ask you something. You go to the future, and for whatever reason, do you want to know how you end up, or do you stay away from that?
I would like to know.
Even if it could mean cosmic consequences, if we still believe Back to the Future?
Well, that's the question about time travel again. If you know the future, does that damn you, or does it just lead you back to that point of time?
See, why don't we dress like this? Like, seriously, I want to dress
Marty
like that.
Like Marty Jr. or like the women?
Well, the women would dress like me. By the way, I don't want to mention this. Nike actually did a limited run of those sneakers. You can probably find them some cases, but they're super expensive. I don't know how practical they are, but they actually did a limited run on those.
Yeah, I remember that. They were, what, $500, I think?
$600. Which, for a novelty shoe, that's not bad. I mean, if you're buying it, you're buying it. But it's for, like, people who have super expendable income.
Also, that would be the best jacket ever.
Yes. By the way, I'm glad that never became a trend of walking out with your pockets. That's just dumb. They're just asking, rob me, please. Where do you put your wallet?
I mean, not in those pockets because they're turned inside out.
I want that hat, though. You can find that hat nowadays, right?
Why would you want that hat?
Because it looks cool.
It just looks like a tie-dye hat that's glossy.
Exactly. No. You want that jacket, and that jacket looks like it has a seatbelt on its shoulder.
I want the jacket because if I can adjust the sleeves for you.
You realize it wouldn't do that in our time, right?
That's why I'm saying I would want that jacket in particular.
Oh, okay.
I want that technology.
We're just going to leave this white girl. What was that? I'm sorry.
Let's make that technology, Ben.
No, we're not smart enough. We're just going to leave this innocent woman who's passed out in an alleyway by herself. Kudos.
Yeah, why don't we just shove her back into the car?
Oh, damn.
Hill Valley Edition. It's true.
Just like his Uncle Joey. They abolished... Oh, shit. That's a war. You know what? Fuck, man. The way the world society is coming, I'm not surprised that hasn't happened yet.
damn it, Marty, you gotta pay attention to me. Stop being all about you for 1 second.
I'm surprised you're not doing the Rick voice for that.
Well, if I do it, then it would just be predictable, and I wouldn't it, Ben.
True, but I want you to be predictable, because I love you.
Keep it in your pants.
No.
You're just like, no. Fuck you, Griff. I don't know who you are, but already I don't like you.
Oh, she'll be fine. Yeah, just leave her passed out. She'll totally be fine. No consequences are going to happen whatsoever.
I hope you didn't mean that in a literal sense there, Doc. Oh, mercy.
That being said, though, the cars that we see, those are some nice-looking cars that I wouldn't mind, like, being on the road. They're a little more decked out.
Oh, we still got 7-Elevens in the future.
Oh, yeah, 7-Eleven never dies. That and cockroaches will never die.
Where else are you going to get a bunch of slushes? I mean, Slurpees.
That looked like a spaceship running by.
And then this universe crossed over with Futurama.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, basically, this is Hill Valley. By the way, if you can look on the right, the courthouse is underneath. You can enter the courthouse underneath if you looked at the bottom right of the screen a second ago.
Yeah, dude. Isn't this to the right there? Just the clock tower? Not the clock tower. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, this is what in the first movie,
Jaws 10. Thank God that didn't happen.
No, but we're getting a billion other things. Like, I think somebody photoshopped, like, Star Wars Episode 7. At like instead of Jaws 19, which I thought was really funny. In 3D!
Dude, that already happened. It was called Jaws 4D.
Oh, did it?
It was either Jaws 4D or 3D.
Speaking of which, we need to fucking do Jaws. But we won't, not yet, because that's another Steven Spielberg movie, and we need to step away from Steven Spielberg movies for a while. I look in Self-Fulfilling Prophecy that's the question. Did Marty create this reality because he told the mayor to run, he told him to run back in 1955? Or was it always going to happen?
I love time travel stories so much and theories around it.
Yeah.
The hell's a clothes iron? It heats up. Copyright strike.
What? Oh, with the Michael Jackson song?
Yeah.
See, this is something I'm surprised doesn't exist now. Or maybe if it does, it's not this loud. You know?
That we don't have, like, 70s shops or 80s shops?
Yeah, also rest in peace, Michael Jackson.
Indeed.
But, like, you know, we don't have, like the obviously, fuck is like...
It's over here.
Yeah, our current culture, also that's supposed to be Ronald Reagan. Our current culture, especially people our age, Dragon, is built around nostalgia. It's built around things... Also, I think it's supposed to be Gorbachev that he's arguing with, if that doesn't make sense. Built around stuff that we grew up with, and now that we're adults, we have... Ideally, we're supposed to have money to spend and to basically resell us our childhood.
I'm going to interrupt you for a moment. Pepsi also did a limited series of Pepsi Perfect here, where I think it was worth $100 to $200 a bottle.
Yeah, it is very expensive. I wish they mass-produced it. But maybe like the bottle shape. I would love to own one of those bottles.
I bet it was just regular-ass Pepsi.
Yeah. Also, look, it's here, Dragon. Who is it? Oh, damn it, you didn't let me do an introduction.
Ben. What?
What? Also, why does his, like, look at his cane. Why is it a fist?
So he can knock people on the noggin.
That's weird.
I mean, his hand is too frail to do it himself now.
Yeah.
Also, he likes to fist people with it.
Oh, that's disgusting. And now we get his grandson, Gif.
Jughead.
Not GIF. GIF.
Get out.
What?
It's Griff, nerd.
Yeah, this is Griff. Griffin. I'm guessing it's short for Griffin.
Probably. I swear to God, he looks like a futuristic Jughead. That's except, not all about the burger.
And also not an asshole, because Jughead wasn't an asshole.
Well, fuck you too, Griff. Let's all go play Wild Gunman.
The sad thing is, kids, they probably assumed arcades would probably still be around at this point. Little did they know. Can we wear what those kids are wearing?
No.
They look cool. I want to wear what those kids are wearing.
Baby's toy. I feel like that would be the exact same reaction he would have if he were an old man.
Probably, yeah. I love the clever editing they do. Like, obviously that's a body double, and it's like, I really love the clever use of editing, of, you know, just, and like frame, and how they frame a shot in order to get away with having the same actor in the scene twice, like right here.
Man, that is so rude. Come on.
Also, have you noticed whenever Griff moves, he makes like this warring sound? Is he a cyborg or something?
Didn't Doc say he didn't have some bionic implants? Also, that lady has a red eye.
Is she Deadshot?
Probably. Also, copped a bit of a feel there.
Yeah, well. Oh, there's no... Oh, he's embarrassed of his son.
I'm also pretty sure she's wearing a weird kind of bra.
It's 2015, Dragon. Everybody's weird.
I mean, but yeah, but it's like a corset, but the brassiere's a little bit more pointy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. This is where Lady Gaga got her inspiration for her design.
Keep peddling, you two. Christ. Hey, Griff. Fuck off.
He had that look.
No, asshole.
Oh, her eye's not red. It just has, like, red line across it. This is how I probably... Ladies, do your makeup like that. You're guaranteed to get men. Is this the first instance that we know about his chicken thing, or did that happen in the first movie?
This is the first instance.
So, did they go into it in the third movie why he hates being called chicken?
Because it implies that you're a coward.
Yeah, but like the way he reacts to it, and it's such a trope for the next two movies that he's a, you're a chicken, bark, bark, and it always gets him into trouble.
Bark, bark, motherfucker.
Also, is he growing?
The fuck you just say?
I wish I had reflexes like that.
The fuck is coming out of his wrist? Also, right in his cybernetic balls.
Yeah. Let's open up Cafe 90s. Let's do that. I'm sure nothing like that exists.
I'm gonna rob your ass.
So I'm about to rant right now.
Oh, God.
You know those very popular Christmas item that came out this year? The little petty thing with the wheels. You know what I'm talking about, right?
You're talking about the hoverboard?
Those are not hoverboards. They don't hover. That, what we're seeing on screen, which is impossible yet, is a hoverboard. The thing people are riding on, by the way, that's horrible CGI right there. The thing people are riding on, and some of them spontaneously combusted. Those are not hoverboards.
You just gotta work out all the kinks.
No, like the fuck wheels, those. For those instance. Are not hoverboards. Also, that Jeep just landed.
Yeah, it did.
Seriously, why don't we have hoverboards now? What the fuck? Scientists, what are
you
doing?
We do have hoverboards. You just don't accept them as hoverboards.
They're not hoverboards. You're not hovering. You're still on the ground.
Are you, though? I mean, your feet aren't on the ground.
The Isn't wheels, that all that by that definition, a bicycle's a hoverboard.
By that definition, isn't a car a hover car?
No, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Also, where are the police? Like, legit, where are the police? They're right in front of the Gore House causing all the shenanigans.
Oh.
Can I get that? By the way, that guy with the markings on his face, with like, he looks like he's going to a Star Wars cosplay right there. Like an edgy Star Wars con.
I believe he is a Star Wars.
He is a Star Wars. Why doesn't he just jump?
I mean, do you think you could jump that?
I mean, the pool can't be that deep. It's a display pool. It can't be that deep.
I like how he's just assuming that would work.
Yeah, well, you know, well, he doesn't know. Maybe it will. This is pretty cool, though.
And then it malfunctioned and tore everybody's hand off.
Yeah. Also, there's police officers. There was a cop there. Clearly seeing this, and they're not doing shit.
Yeah, I see that cop there. Mm. He's just standing there. He's just like, the fuck's going on over there? What's with that kid with the bat? Maybe I should do something.
Oh, dear God. See, now he jumps in. Well, maybe he was trying to bait them the entire time. Holy shit, they went flying.
And then they exploded the courthouse.
Not gonna lie, that was some bad wire work right there.
It was.
I mean, they cut very quickly, so if you're, like, in the adrenaline, you're not gonna notice. But seeing this movie multiple times, you're gonna notice stuff like that.
Bloodheads.
Wait, how did he get to... Why did it... Wait, what? Why was he in the underground shop? Did he swim? What? That was a little weird.
I mean, he was outside the shop waxing his car.
No. Marty.
What? This, what are you asking?
This is something all jackets need. Like, legit. Somebody needs to hurry up and invent that.
Do it. This shit's mine, Kraken. I'm outies.
That guy is clearly wearing makeup. Like, that isn't... That's too much skin for a human to happen. I love how they're playing the Miami Gators. There is no Miami team.
I mean, there was in this universe before time got fucked.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, there's the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. By the way, I think the Cubs were in the playoffs last year. So imagine if the Cubs actually won the World Series in 2015.
Oh, no. Don't you do it.
This is where trouble happens. This is where, ladies and gentlemen, we begin. Why you should never take the knowledge of the future to the past.
Well, to be fair, it's still possible to take it with you. Just don't give it to the wrong hand.
Yeah, but obviously you can see. Look, Marty McFly of Earth, you have great greed in your heart. Welcome to the Orange Lantern Corps. He wants that dollar billion.
So does Griff. Where's his fucking orange battery?
Well, we're not talking about Griff yet. Marty's the one who has the fucking almanac. I said a car once.
Unironically, or to fuck with him?
No, like, they legit were getting it, like, they were about to run past, and I was like, I flipped my arms, I'm like that. Driver flipped me off, and I flipped him off, and he drove off, and the light was green. Well, whoever you are, asshole, you're still an asshole. Wait for the fucking green light.
Also, he said it.
Yep, there it is, great Scott. He says it a lot in this movie.
Great Alan Scott.
A lot of the tropes that people associate with Back to the Future are from this movie.
Yeah. Also, is that dude on stilts?
Which guy? I couldn't tell.
I'm pretty sure I saw a dude in the background on stilts.
It's 2015, Dragon. Crazy shit happens. Now let me ask you something.
Yes.
Is that ethical to change history for your own selfish demands?
I mean, it wasn't for a selfish demand. It was for a
selfish reason, rather.
It wasn't even for a selfish reason. It was to keep his kids out of trouble.
But it ultimately destroys his family line because of it. So, like, I mean, what happens? To what if that is the natural course of reality? And that, like, if you listen to when we did X-Men Days of Futures Past, there was a scene where Beast sort of talks about that you can change time, but time ultimately finds its way to snap itself back to that.
There it is again.
Yep, I'm telling you. He says it. You can make a drinking game how many times he says it. And
well, that is a pretty hot policewoman over
which
there.
Which one? Both of them?
Yes.
Police officer, by the way.
No, police officers. Please don't give me a strip search.
I've been a bad, bad boy.
God damn it.
See, this is why you never leave an innocent white girl in the middle of the driveway, in the middle of an alleyway.
Damn it, Doc, didn't you know nobody would... Didn't you know they would come through this alleyway when this would happen?
You'd think he would.
I mean, he did predict the weather.
Back to the Future 2 is a perfect example of a movie where you start looking at things and it starts to fall apart, so you don't because you want to enjoy the movie. Which is what we're going to do.
We're going to pick this shit apart. As we all know, coming up with the worst case scenario is always the best thing to do.
Hey, you gotta let them know. This is what's at stake.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's horrible CGI. Holy crap, that's bad.
That's the best CGI.
No, it's pretty dated.
It's better than Jurassic Park.
I'm not gonna lie, though. Real talk. If I had an almanac from, like, the future and I got to bring it back...
You would use it.
Oh, fuck yeah! I mean, I'd share it with you, too. I mean, like, who wouldn't? It doesn't harm anybody. You're not fixing the games. You just happen to know who wins.
That's fixing the game.
Not really, because it's already going to happen, so why don't I just... Hey, I bet my entire life savings on this. All $5 of it. And then I make, like, $5. All you really have to do to make, like, bank, if you know the results of a sports game...
Is, like, win a, like, bet a certain amount.
A certain amount, like, that seems improbable, like, the impossible odds. Wait for that time that, or, like, there's no way they can win. Bet on that team. Make bank.
And while you're at it, like... Bet, like, smaller amounts on the more known odds for it.
Yeah, like it looks like, oh, I'm just taking a chance. Oh, I won? What a coincidence. By the way, look on there. They have, like, time tickers on their hats.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, police, I wonder if they have body cams.
Now we got LCD screens. Also...
These are not LCD screens. Are they?
I mean, we've got LCD screens now.
We do, but that's just a projector.
This is screen. Just the 80s trying to be futuristic.
Pretty much. This is what the people in the 80s thought that the future was going to be. This is like what my dad thought the future was going to be.
Did he ever try to set up a projector on your window?
No.
And add scenery?
No, my dad would just buy bigger televisions. My dad is obsessed with, like, technology like that.
Oh, also, no. I forgot. Doors are for chumps.
By the way, I like we missed over, but I really think door companies should really, like, you can only enter your house if you, like, put a thumbprint on there.
Yeah, you're not,
like,
that's not,
like, that way only you and, like, whoever designated can get in.
Fucking grandpa. Jesus Christ.
I love how it's the same actors from earlier. They're just in clearly old makeup.
It's really weird. Why is there traffic when you're flying through these
lanes? Because they probably have, like, you can only fly in these specific lanes. Just like how you can't drive anywhere. That's probably why.
I mean, to be fair, on the ground, there are buildings in the way.
Well, planes have flight patterns and flight... Like you can only fly... Like, you can't fly everywhere because they're designated no-fly zones. So you just can't fly everywhere.
Also, I see Marty McFly's high school jacket in the background there.
Yeah, that's a nice little nod right there. God, could you imagine the blood rushing to his head by staying up there all the time?
Yeah, that definitely can't be good for him at all.
That's not practical technology. You think they would have made it to where, like, you can walk while keeping your back straight?
I mean, isn't there, like, a bracer for that?
Yeah, but, like, why is he upside down, though? Like, that's a little, like who invented that? They suck at their job. And they probably, their insurance probably doesn't cover it either, so they're probably paying out of pocket for that shit, too.
Doc Brown can't even invent a way out of Hill Valley.
No, he can't.
And that was a joke from an epic rap battle between Doc Brown and the Doctor.
I figured it'd be like Doc Brown and Rick.
Nah, man. That rap battle was like before Rick and Morty was even made. Although that should happen.
See, that's what I ultimately think technology is going to be. You won't have personal debit cards or credit cards. Everything's going to be tied to either your DNA or your driver's license.
And you or your
that
fingerprint.
Way. Mm-hmm. That way nobody can steal it. They literally have to steal your DNA.
I mean, unless we watch Superman versus Batman. Batman versus Superman.
I'm going to stop you right now. We're not going to go off on a fucking tangent.
Or if you, like, put glue on somebody's fingertips and, like, tear it off and use that.
True, but, like, that's a lot more impractical. You wear gloves.
That's actually a very practical to do.
That face when you're called a mother. By the way, porn. You Asian women. Porn. You found DeviantArt. You know, for 2015, I'm glad our TVs don't look like that.
I'm sorry. The super inflatable tit? What?
Wait. Oh, I see it. Holy shit. What are the other ones? I can't
two
see.
Two for one sale?
And now this is Marty McFly in his mid-40s. He actually looks like George Feeney from Boy Meets World.
He looks a lot better than he does in this movie as an actual 40-year-old man.
No, he doesn't look that bad. That's what I'm saying. He's aged gracefully.
That's what I'm saying. Actual J. Michael Fox looks better than Back to the Future 40-year-old J. Michael Fox.
Well, this is what like the stereotypical 45-year will look like. The gray hair, the like I'm fucking tired look all the time.
Also, I said J. Michael Fox instead
of... I'm an independent dog who don't need no man.
I just need a robot.
One day that'll be a thing. One day that'll be a thing.
I mean, I guess you could try.
Does nobody lock their keys? Lock their doors. Seriously, Doc.
Lock your doors, lock your windows, because people coming into your windows and raping everybody up in here.
Oh my god, nobody notices. No, like, you think, lock the door. Take the keys with you. Don't leave the keys in the engine.
I also want to point out that the trash it was compacted into cubes.
You think that's significant?
Maybe.
The future. This is something I really wish they would do. Because that means you can buy a shit ton more groceries and not have to lift everything like it's a huge motherfucker, you know?
Sponsored by Black & Decker.
Yep. They make great products. Oh, that's making you hungry for pizza now. Also, side note, Pizza Hut sucks.
Nope.
Yes, their pizza's fucking too damn greasy.
I mean... Depends on which Pizza Hut you're going to.
No, every Pizza Hut I've ever had, it always sucks.
With that said, though, Wing Street is pretty goddamn awesome.
Yeah, wings are fine, but I'm talking about pizza.
Wing Street, what's up?
No, just no.
Give us free wings. That was a lot of weird faces.
Okay, see what they're wearing? That's basically Google Glass.
Yes.
That is
our future.
Yeah, like, that's really eerie how that's one of the technologies that they printed. Also, this... Okay, so Biff is the ultimate... and Holly's line are the ultimate dicks. This guy is the ultimate creep. Like, he just looks skeevy.
Is he also a dude in make? Also, he's wearing two ties.
Yes, he is. I'm gonna rock that on day two of Retropalooza.
They're also like two clip-on ties.
Also, found it very personal that it tells you the person's biography as you're talking to them.
Fuck you, mate. Is he also wearing old person makeup?
Yeah, he is. You can tell. Because Neo shows up in Back to the Future 3.
Does he?
Yeah, at the very end of it.
Fuck you, Needles.
He looks like
food preference.
He looks like a pedophile. Telling me he doesn't look like a fucking pedophile. Also, hey, look, AT&T, the devil.
I am very angry, Asian Amana.
By the way, is it racist that the Japanese would be the ones in charge of us all? Is that racist, or is that it's just to be expected?
I mean, is it not 18 Asian or not Japanese that are in charge of AT&T?
I don't know who the CEO, the owner of AT&T is. I don't think he's Asian. He or she.
Donald Trump's gonna sue somebody.
We gotta play President Trump a licensing fee for that. I'm pretty sure that was a fax machine that he just used to tell him he's fired.
He didn't know that the future has fax machines?
Bro, last time I used a fax machine was 6 years ago, and that was a post office.
Did you know pharmacies still use fax machines?
That's so weird. It's an outdated technology. Nobody has them anymore, unless they come built in with printers. And even then, you're not going to use the fax machine. You're just going to use the printer aspect of it.
Back in my day, I used to shred it. And I used to destroy puss with it. What?
Also, interesting, if you hear him, his playing wasn't nearly as good as it was. And it's foreshadowed later on. Oh, hello, future me!
Sup, nerd? I see we've got vaguely the same haircut.
Oh god, I feel like she hit her neck on that door pretty hard.
She then became paralyzed for life.
No.
The DeLorean's become a lowrider.
Lowrider. I love that song.
I don't even know what you're referring to.
You never heard the song? You've heard it. And you live in Texas. You've heard it at least once.
I have never heard of that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you ever watch George Lopez back in the day?
Why would I ever watch George Lopez?
Because he's a funny
comedian. I like to laugh.
He's funny. Fuck you. George Lopez is a great comedian. Fuck you. He's better than Carlos Mencia, who's a joke stealing son of a bitch.
Like, if I wanted to watch anything by George Lopez, I would just watch Home Improvement.
He's not in Home Improvement. What? He's not in there.
Did you know George Lopez had a sitcom that was pretty much just Home Improvement?
No.
But with George Lopez?
No, it's not. It's not. I think you're making shit up now.
Nah, man, I'm making comparisons.
Okay, so we went to the future. We saw your future self. You go back.
Going 88 miles per hour.
On the highway, on the international. What would you call a highway in the sky? A skyway?
The skyfall?
No, would it be a skyway, wouldn't it be?
Oh shit, there's a car.
That was a sky car. That was a plane.
That was a sky car. A hover car because it didn't have any wheels.
So this is one of my favorite parts of the movie, in that they think everything's okay, that because nothing in this scene right here looks like out of the ordinary. You know, you come home, we saved your bloodline for whatever the fuck reason. Looks off. But you can see the car is dented, but obviously they're too much in distress to notice anything because they're busy about worrying about Jennifer and everything. You can see the bars on the windows, but because you're focused intently on the freneticness of both Marty and Doc, you don't pick up on them. It's nice subtle world building.
Yeah, you're right. Also, is that a hole in the building behind them, or is that just something in place? Okay, that's just like a pot.
Okay. Yeah. But then you look at here, you see all the graffiti, you see all the good tags. I mean, you know, oh, by the way, one of them says SF5. They predict Street Fighter 5. Holy shit. That's awesome. It's probably like some gang tag, but whatever.
Also, is that a radio tower?
Yes.
Coming out of their car? Not their car, their house.
It might have been like in the foreground, or the background rather, not on their house. Dun, 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 dun. Like everything's normal. Why would he hop the fence and not just go through the front door? I don't know.
Because it's locked?
No, he didn't even try the front door.
Because he sneaks out of his window all of the time? What? Didn't we see him do that in the first movie? No?
I don't remember. It was over a week ago since we recorded that.
Hey, baby.
And then the realization that something's wrong. You want to
do it? Oh, my God. I'm in the ghetto.
Not even that. You're invading somebody else's home.
Hello. My name is Sam fucking Jackson.
That guy's ready. That guy has ready to beat ass. Look at that. He's holding the bat wrong, though.
Does it really matter as long as the job is done?
I mean, no, but I mean, you get more power if you hold it properly.
Please take that out of context and make it a masturbation joke.
And then you look at the cop car that's destroyed. It's really a good build-up to ultimately what's going to be Trump's candidacy in 2016, or Trump's presidency in 2016 if it happens. I'm telling you, this is what our world's going to become when Trump wins. Nothing on that? No?
I mean, Sanders for life, I don't fucking know.
How would you react to the situation? You come back from
oh shit, there's a white chalk line with blood in the center of it. I should probably get out of Dodge.
But how would you react in the situation? You come back and you realize everything is wrong.
Yeah, nothing about the situation is right. What the fuck happened? Were we paying attention earlier about what was going on with Griff? Did we find out what he was doing?
We don't know initially, but if you've seen this, if you're listening to this commentary, hey, look at this asshole. Basically, Griff, and we're going to get to explain in a second, and it's never really said why, but because he steals the almanac, he goes back in time to bet on those sporting events and earns himself a lot of money. And basically makes himself Donald Trump.
Please, I know a guy named Hank. You can employ him to your propane business.
Why are we making King of the Hill references now?
Because his name is Mr. Strickland.
Also, they are totally shooting up his place. That's a drive-by.
Isn't that what the place was called? Or, like, what is
Bonds' name? You're the King of the Hill guy. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to make the King of the Hill reference there.
Okay.
Because he's Mr. Strickland. Also, fairly certain it's the same, like, design of character, I want to say.
I don't know. What
the fuck you just say?
I mean, and I make the Donald Trump reference not out of jest, but if you look at that image of Biff on the hotel.
That's Trump Tower.
That's clearly Trump Tower. And, like, Trump has risen to power recently, but he's been a business mogul since the mid-80s. Like, his name has been, like, in American culture for well over 30 years. And, like, he hosted, Trump Plaza hosted two WrestleManias. So, to have basically Biff modeled off an 80s version of Donald Trump, it's fitting, and it scares the shit out of me that this is just going to happen under his presidency, if it happens. Vote Hillary. I fully endorse Hillary. Please tell me you endorse her. Please to God, I swear to God, you better endorse her. I will fire you right now if you don't endorse her.
No, I don't.
God damn it. You're fired. I need a new host, guys. New host, well, not right now.
I guess I'm gone. Bye, guys. This is my last commentary.
It's going to split the timeline. The timeline where I don't fire you and the timeline where I do. One causes World War III, the other causes world peace. Which one? We don't know.
Oh, goodness.
been your and so ship. Actually, this is a reference. This is like a future, a foreshadowing to Back to the Future 3.
Yeah, it is.
Which is kind of crazy to think about.
They're all connected.
Well, can you look up what year this movie came out and what year Back to the Future 3 came out? Like, in proximity with each other?
I'm pretty sure I did this at the end of the last commentary.
Well, do you remember it?
Fuck no, I don't.
Exactly. This is why I'm asking you to look it up, because I knew you weren't going to remember.
Well, why didn't you remember if we talked about it, nerd?
Bitch, whatever.
You're a bitch.
I think if I remember, basically, that they were 85, shot... 85,
89, and 90.
Okay, so basically they were shot back to back. So they had to... They already knew they were going to do the Western thing, and they probably put that as a subtle little plant.
They're planting everything. Oh, so no.
You can see the look of disgust on Lorraine's face.
Oh, no.
You remember the... do you remember the Spider-Man cartoon?
Before you go on, I just want to point out that the dude with the glasses, with the shades, still 3D.
Oh, it was one red, one blue?
Yup.
Okay. He never changed. Those guys remind me of Wilson Fisk is like henchman from the Spider-Man cartoon. Whatever.
Oh no, I'm having deja vu. You're not gonna try and have sex with me again, are you?
I mean, this is basically your retread of that scene from the first movie.
Yeah, that's what I was making a joke of.
Yeah.
Nerd. Oh my god.
Oh, that's really creepy. That's. He's looking too. That's what's even more disturbing.
Mom, why did you buy the inflatable tits, Mom? Now I can't look away.
Do you think that's what it is?
Maybe. Oh no, it's
no. Remember, this isn't. Dick. You know, I keep forgetting, but this isn't 2016. Obviously, this is like there. Like this is 1984, which is why everything looks so gaudy. I think I was confusing my timelines for a bit.
Also, she's an alcoholic again, but for a better reason.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Way to say I'm wanted, Dad. Oh, man. That's rude.
He truly is the... What is he, Dragon?
Ultimate dick.
You ever wonder why she married him? Because I don't think it's ever explained, like, why.
Because the world was getting shittier, and because Biff wanted to fuck her and marry her.
Yeah, but she could have said no. Like, I'm not blaming her, but, like, I wonder, like, I always wanted to know, like, we know George McFly, something happened to him, I'm not going to say what, even though, spoilers, whatever. But she clearly remarried. But, like, why would she really... Like, she had to have something on her, or maybe he pulled a gun to her. My thing is that he'd probably, like, put a gun to her or something.
I mean, it was... Well, then. I mean, you're not wrong about that. It was pretty much, like, I want to bone you and marry you, or else your kids are going to have a shitty future. And you have to listen to me because I'm the most powerful man in this world now. Having all of the money.
See, like, that to me, like, you know, we've done superhero marathons, we've done, you know, science fiction movies, but this version of Biff is the ultimate evil because he's real. There are people like him who exist, who use their money, their power, and their influence to control those around them. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump's like this, too. Also, Trump, if you're listening, go fuck yourself.
Also, Trump, what's up?
No, not what's up. Why are you getting inside with him? He's an asshole. He's a racist. I'm not
trying to get on his side. I'm trying to get his money.
No, we're not going to get his money. He's bankrupt.
He is probably bankrupt again.
He's being sued for the Trump University shit he pulled.
Do you want to explain that to me or in or the audience or I'll explain it in off. The audience? Or...
I'll explain it off. Just Google it. If you're listening, you're curious. Google Trump University lawsuit. You'll find all the information. He said a judge was impartial, couldn't be impartial because of the judge's Mexican heritage.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. But and as you can see, Marty's mother, Lorraine, is suffering from like signs of domestic abuse. She feels that she deserved it, which she doesn't. She did nothing wrong. She stood up for herself. Like, Biff is the ultimate evil, as far as I'm concerned. He's not the ultimate dick anymore. He's the ultimate evil.
Hail Hydra. What?
We've done that. Well, we've done that movie already.
Your dad's in the cemetery, Thunder Crash.
This is a haunting realization.
Is that a trope or a cliche?
What?
That something, you find out something awful and you hear thunder?
That's kind of a trope. Like, it's like supposed to be like a ominous foreboding. An ill omen.
It's not true. That's impossible. Search your feelings, McFly. You know it to be true.
I'm pretty sure you can find a lot of Back to the Future, Star Wars, sort of like crossover in terms of like references.
Marty, you gotta fight Lord Vader.
Not gonna lie,
you gotta join the rebellion, Marty.
Christopher Lloyd play Obi-Wan Kenobi as Doc Brown, and and Marty and Michael J. Fox as Luke Skywalker. That would be so awesome.
Murdered? Oh, no.
Hold on, I want to say this. It was Moida, I tell you. Moida.
What are you referencing?
I think it was a Looney Tunes cartoon where like either Daffy or Bugs Bunny went, it was Moida, I tell you. Moida.
That sounds like something Bugs would say.
Yeah. So every time like I see murder, I always mumble to myself, it was Moida, I tell you. Oh, poor Einstein. He's sad. So this is one of my favorite scenes, just from a new pure nerd aspect of like dealing with like the nature of split timelines, alternate realities, altering the past, why altering the past is never a good idea. Dragon,
what does that blackboard have a hole in it?
Because it's a post-apocalyptic future, so that's why.
That doesn't... I want to find out what caused that hole.
Einstein probably chewed through it.
I'm gonna say you're full of shit.
This whole movie's full of shit. So this is an So theoretically, we could be living in an alternate 2016. Theoretically.
Well, multiverse theory. A lot of different timelines.
Yeah, there's no one true timeline. But the timeline that you're living to, according to you, like, at what point did your... reality split? That's the big question. And that's the question that keeps me up all night. I'm gonna fish you with this, Marty, and you can't stop me.
As we all know, anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
God damn it.
So here's a fun theory that I've been messing with in my head every now and then.
Okay.
You know those times where you get like a random itch, like either your arm, your head, whatever?
I'm scared where this is going, but I'm going to allow it.
What if that itch is caused by like a cut or something physically happening to you in another universe, and that's how you're feeling it?
That's a theory, but I don't know if that'd be proven. That would be interesting. Like all of a sudden you have a headache, but because you have a headache, like there's a version of you out there who's a superhero, just got thrown through a wall.
Not even like a superhero. Like, what if someone knocked you upside the head with a bat for some reason? What if you hit a wall? What if you hit a door? What if someone cut your fucking head off? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't... In the multiverse theories that I've read, I don't think it extends that far. Like, it's a completely... It's not like... It's a completely separate reality that's not connected to ours. Like, intangible like that. Like, it's not something that you can physically touch. That's a nice theory, but, like, I as crazy as... I will believe multiverse theory, but in terms of that, it's like some sort of like connection because we all share the same sort of consciousness, DNA, whatever you call it. I don't know if I would agree with that.
What if we all lived on a world where everything was on the cob?
Like corn on the cob?
Like strawberries on the cob. Caterpillars on the cob. Mountains on the cob.
Somebody Photoshop molecules that. I want to see what this cob. Looks like. If you're listening to this, Photoshop everything that Dragon just said. I want to hear it.
Well, Ben, I'm glad you mentioned this. Because there's already a series of images that have exactly what I just explained.
Well, kids, you just had your homework done for you, so congratulations.
Yeah, you can thank Rick and Morty for it.
God damn it. Of course, it all goes back to Rick and Morty.
This is why you need to watch it, Ben. It's great. I love it.
Also, that is Unforgiven, which is one of the greatest westerns of all time. Now, this isn't Unforgiven. Unforgiven is a movie that was made later. Can you look up what this movie is? Because I know it's a very famous western.
Is this the movie that goes...
This is Clint... That's Clint Eastwood. Wow. I'm pretty sure that's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, isn't that Clint Eastwood in that movie?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's... if this is Unforgiven or not. Because my go-to is that it's Unforgiven. But I'm not sure.
Point out that Biff is not faithful.
No, he doesn't. Again, he doesn't give a fuck because he has his power and his influence. He doesn't care.
Ultimate evil.
Exactly. He's pretty much he who shall not be named. And the look on Biff's face says it all.
Oh no.
He even looks like Donald Trump, doesn't he?
A little bit.
Like, with the hair and everything? Like, if you look at pictures of Trump from the 80s, like, his hair has obviously gotten crazier over 30 years, but, like, that's totally him.
Also, the portrait in the background.
Definitely. You can tell Trump wasn't, like a source of... Who is the evilest of business assholes that we know of? Oh, Donald Trump!
The ultimate evil across all timelines.
Who, Donald Trump or Biff?
Yes.
Actually, funny enough, they recently did a miniseries for Back to the Future as comics. Not sure what it entailed because I kind of didn't want to read it, but it's out there if you want to read it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you ever play the Back to the Future game that came out?
No, wasn't it like a bad iteration?
No, I heard it was pretty good, actually.
I'm going to look up reviews for it right now.
From what I remember.
What are we going to do, Doc?
I know I've been talking shit about Biff this entire time, but can I have his robe? Like, legit?
Would you say Yinsen taught him well?
No. No, because he's evil. Yinsen wouldn't teach an evil man. But legit, I want that robe. Like, I will go to shopping at Walmart with that robe.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say, I would go to war for that robe.
No. I will shop at Walmart. You know how, like, some people like to shop and they're, like, they look like they're about to go to sleep when shopping at Walmart? I will shop in that robe and just have people marvel at me.
Also, people going to Walmart in your pajamas, put on some fucking clothes.
Yeah, I fucking hate that. I understand you're in a hurry, but does it really take that much of an effort to put on pants? Or just put on pants. Put on pants and a shirt. Don't take that much effort.
Seriously. Oh, God. He's got a gun.
When I first saw this, I kind of expected him to have a bigger gun to compensate for his tiny penis.
Well, is this still compensation?
No, because it's like, maybe he has a big dick.
Whoa, how sharp is that thing?
I want to point out, I have the TV on very low, and the volume for the gun sound effect comes up really loud.
Yeah, it does.
I apologize if you hear that, but I'm too lazy to grab the remote.
Whoa.
Also, 3D guy again.
I'm on Metacritic right now.
And for the Back to the Future game?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's the
one
most...
one positive, one mixed, and one negative.
How much positive?
One each. So one's got an 8, another's got a 7, and one's got a straight up zero.
What year did that game come out?
I'm looking at the version for the PlayStation 4.
Oh, look at the PlayStation 3 version or something.
Art.
Because it came out last generation. I think it's a point-and-click adventure game, actually.
It is. I think it was made by Telltale, like the others.
That was one of their first, I think.
Oh, there it is. It's a 66 out of 100.
So it's okay.
It's average.
Yeah, it's not bad, though. You know what? Having you and I both played LA1R, we know this could actually happen. That the rich business tycoons have it in with the police, so whatever they do, their crimes are covered.
Uh-oh. He's about... What? Oh, no. Fucking what, mate?
This is a great dramatic moment, though. Oh, there goes Marty.
What a dumbass. Just jump right off the building. Whoa. Alright.
Do you trust me?
What?
I was making a lot of a reference.
Yeah, I was trying to finish it.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought you were just confused.
I was trying to say what in like a feminine voice, but it didn't can't really work feminine. Out.
You can't.
What? Yeah, no. I really can't.
No, you can't. You're too fat to do one.
What? Rude.
That was rude.
What an asshole.
Now they have to go back to the past.
Alright, so in terms of critic reviews, the game got one positive, being a 75 out of 100. Other four being mixed reviews, that two were 70, 169, and 150. And if you go to the user reviews, like, eight of them are positive. I see, like, three of them are, like, perfect tens, which is weird.
That's really wishful thinking.
For a second there, I thought the call died, because I heard Skype.
No.
Saying a damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, did you watch Flash season one, right?
Dude, of course.
Like, do you remember? Well, spoilers for Flash coming up in just a second. But like, when Cisco remember, like, when they had that sequence where they revealed who the Reverse Flash was, and mm-hmm. Cisco dies, but then they reveal that it wasn't their reality, I believe. Yet Cisco remembered it.
It wasn't that it wasn't their reality. It was that they changed reality from that point in time when Flash went back in time to change it.
That's right. But Cisco still remembered. So it, depending on the time travel rules, you may still remember that you were in a dystopian future or mm-hmm. present. Hmm? What?
The fuck did he just hand you?
My hand binoculars? Hurts.
Nah, man. That's just you getting knocked upside the head in another universe, and you're feeling it.
So now they're basically running in tangent from the first movie.
Yes.
So it's kind of like I... There's no way they could have done it, like, obviously because the amount of times between the first and the second one. But, like, it's fun to think about after you've seen the second one, you're thinking the first one, they're running around... doing this. Also, this is hilarious that he has money from different eras.
It's actually very useful.
Yes, it is. That's a great cutaway. That's great editing right there.
Ben, let's go to Retropalooza dressed like this.
Just like that, with the fedora, sunglasses, and a jacket. The we can pretend jacket. We're the Blues Brothers. Like modern-day Blues Brothers.
Modern day Blues Brothers wears these jackets.
Yes. All you need is the shades.
They wear a suit, dude.
Oh, look, it's he's no longer the ultimate evil. He's the ultimate dick again.
No, he's the ultimate asshole at this point.
Oh, so he's the ultimate dick when he's a middle-aged man?
It's all an evolution.
Yeah.
Get fucked, nerds.
That's horrible.
Okay, I take it back. He's the ultimate dick.
Yeah. He's full mature dick by the time we get here. I mean, basically, this movie, we're sort of... While the first movie is dedicated to Marty and Doc, because we're trailing Biff, we're sort of seeing those... It's kind of like Resident Evil 2 and 3 in a way, where like you're seeing the same events again, but from a different perspective.
Jesus, $300.
That's like $1,000 in our time, I think.
Oh, man. Poor guy. That is a lot of money for, like, two dens, unless this was, like, the aftermath of when he, yeah. This was after he drove into the manure.
Yeah. He drove into the shit pile he belongs in. Also, that, ow.
I really hope that's not in the dick.
I think it was. Looking at the position, looking at his face of anguish, I think it was.
The ultimate dick.
Oh, there's the rape face sound again.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn on the charm, I'm gonna not smell like shit, and then I'm gonna put it in her shitter. I mean, what?
I like how she quickly puts it. That, no, do not. Okay, if you're a young man, I shouldn't tell you this. Don't do that to a woman. That is so, like, seriously. Fucking, I love how, like, Dragon, please tell me the call didn't die.
No.
Okay.
We still good, bruh.
God, he's such a fucking, he's a straight up rapist.
He really is.
Like, there's no hiding it. Like, even though he doesn't actually commit the act, you can tell in his eyes that he doesn't care who you are and he will get what he wants. The way he firmly grabs her shoulder, using his power to control her. Biff's the kind of guy who probably rapes women because he's obsessed with control and power.
Ow, my shin. Ow, a paper box has severely wounded me.
And it's a shame because they can't actually call the cops on him because they technically can't, like, they can't prove he did anything. So that's what sucks.
I mean, there were a bunch of witnesses everywhere.
Yeah, but he didn't, like, he just...
Sup, nerd, I'm you from the future.
Look at this, you can tell, like, the lighting's a little different. Like, they shot the scenes individually and they just sort of spliced them together. But it still works.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Either that, or that's an actor in the old man suit, and they just dubbed the lines, but I don't think that happened. Because the scene looks a little off when you look at it, like, from before.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck is he doing?
Time travel plot? Is that kind of weird that the idiot is trying to lecture the idiot?
Yeah, pretty much. It's the greatest irony of all.
Oh my god. It's a thing.
I like Marty in the background because he's like a cartoon. Like, ooh.
I want that.
I need that. I want that book. Give me that book.
Give me that ass.
What?
What?
Wait, what? Biff is a fucking idiot. I've never understood that, because, like, the
leaf.
What did he make, like, a leaf and leave? By the way, did you see the jacket, like, the book thrown in the back?
Yeah, that was a CGI.
That was a CGI fucking... Why? Did they forget to throw it? Did he, like, actually not throw it?
Maybe he just didn't get the perfect throw.
Oh my! And they CGI. That's I want to know why they did that. Somebody tweets you, like, email Steven Spielberg or Robert Zemeckis.
Goodness.
You know, once again, I still think the first movie's paced better, Because this movie slows down a lot more than the first movie. But it still pays very, very well.
You just blew my mind, old man.
They didn't CGI that, apparently.
Yeah, man. Why would they CGI just a simple toss of a book?
Because they just did it.
And a waste of money.
I don't know why they did that.
Oh, man.
Well, there's that where he tells him that a person's going to come looking for the book.
Who claims to be a scientist? I like that part.
Biff's just jealous. Fucking Doc Brown invented time travel.
Yeah, he did.
Rather, he didn't invent it. Well, I guess he invented it. Or he created an access point for it, rather.
Shit. Damn, who knew that simple plywood would be able to keep me locked in?
Marty actually looks like Michael Jackson if Michael Jackson was in the 50s. With the hat.
And still white?
Yes. We should do Michael Jackson's Moonwalker movie.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, why not? It'll be just us commentating over music videos for an hour.
It would be us commentating over chaotic shit.
It's a great movie. Go see Moonwalker, kids. That's your homework.
Spoilers, at the end of that movie, Michael Jackson turns into a giant robot spaceship thing.
It's awesome.
It's dumb.
It's fucking Michael Jackson is what it is. And now we're heading to the events at the end of the first movie.
Do you think that Almanac was in the first movie?
That's a question. I don't think so. There's no way they could have like planned for that.
Or maybe they did.
Cause he never has. I think he leaves it in the car.
He's just riding around on a bicycle.
And that's 1955 Doc Brown, correct? Or is that our Doc Brown?
I think that's our Doc Brown.
Okay. Yeah, because he's looking for Marty. Yeah, that has to be our Doc Brown.
I also don't think he'd be aware of two Martys in the same timeline.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been because it all depends on like if he leaves the book in the trunk. Or if he puts like the I don't remember where he puts the book once he gets to the prom and tries to rape Lorraine.
Fuck was that noise? Also, I like how futuristic technology still uses antennas.
Well, this is 1955. It's not.
Well, didn't they get that technology from the future?
No, they probably from the 80s probably.
Well, not even like the 80s, like when they were in 2015.
No, they didn't give anything for 2015 outside of the almanac.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing them grab walkie-talkies. Wait, how does Biff not hear him?
He's paying attention to the radio.
Yeah.
He's like, the fuck is that noise? If I didn't know better, I'd swear I heard somebody else behind me. Maybe it's just a radio?
Yeah, it's nothing. Probably a bunch of cats.
It's probably just the wind. Speaking of which.
Yep. This is great how 1955 Doc is just hanging out in the background doing the experiment from the first movie. See, theoretically, this thing did happen in the first movie. We just didn't see it.
This exact scene?
Well, I mean, we didn't because we didn't see it in the movie, but theoretically, it could have happened because, like, we just didn't. The camera just wasn't there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe. I like how it's just an. It's almost like an obvious. God, what was the term you used? Damn it. Splite? What?
Splicing?
Splicing, thank you.
Yeah.
Between the polar.
Yeah, like that's their frame of reference. Okay, cut. Use this. They probably like green screened it and used the pole for reference, you know?
Probably.
And like that's just a stunt double walking.
Man, that guy was weird. Wait, the fuck?
Who the fuck was that guy?
How often do you think that's happened in Doc Brown's adventures?
A lot, probably. I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I see like older Mexicans and I'm like, is that me? Is that me from the future? What the fuck are you doing here?
Why are you back here? Jeez. Why do you have a goatee? Why are you killing that man?
What?
What?
Yes, he is behind his pocket, so we never really get a good shot from that. So he could... And there's George.
Fucking white people dancing. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
I mean, I dance like this. I remember in my junior prom, this... junior school dance. That's how they showed us how to dance.
Have you ever seen Spy with Melissa McCarthy?
No, I haven't.
Well, there's another party in that movie where it's a bunch of white people, and you know it's a white party when the only dance move that everybody has is moving their right arm up and down.
Yeah.
Oh shit, they're spiking the punch.
That's fucked up. Seriously? That's fucked. They are all fucking rapists.
Propane?
His propane senses went off.
I'm sensing something flammable in the punch.
I like how he lowers the hat a little bit just to be conspicuous. Nobody's gonna notice this guy.
Hey, who's that guy wearing a leather jacket?
I feel like... If this is now, he would have been caught at the door. Excuse me, sir, can you take off the hat?
The bottle's empty! You emptied the fucking bottle! Dumbass! Well, oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, he probably hit somebody.
Fucking that's dick. Littering.
He probably hit somebody, too.
Nah, I doubt that. Hey, Biff, fuck you.
And then you steal the fucking almanac?
Yeah, after insulting him. Why not?
Yeah. That would be kind of self. Like, it's one thing to see your future self. It's one thing to see yourself from a past event that you've already seen, that you know what's going to happen.
If you could do that exact same thing, what frame would you do that? Like, at what time would you do that for?
I don't really know, actually. I really don't know.
No, it's a comic book. It tells the future. You want to read it? I'll smack you upside the head with it. You're dumb.
I feel like I get flashbacks to when Tyrion slaps the shit out of that one prince guy. Godfrey? Is it Godfrey that he slaps the shit out of?
Maybe. Also, why would he take the almanac?
Because confiscating things from high schoolers is what he does.
But it's not something that's against school rules.
He's fucking Biff Tannen, Dragon. What is Biff Tannen?
Cocksucker.
Exactly. I love this right here.
Hey, you want to do it?
Oh yeah, when she reveals she was so edgy by smoking and drinking in the car. So edgy.
Time travel back to watching yourself have sex with the other girl and be like, yeah, go at it.
Time travel to almost seeing your mom have sex with you. That's weird. Also, he drinks. He has liquor in his cabinet. I'm convinced all teachers have liquor in their cabinet or somewhere in their teacher's lounge because of all the shit they have to put up with.
Yeah, you're probably right. Then again, if anybody like finds any kind of semblance of alcohol, they'd be like, yeah, we can't trust this teacher around our students. We're going to have to fire you.
Well, that's why you hide it. I apologize for that sound. I was moving in my chair. I was slouching. Don't slouch, kids. It's bad for your
bell. Don't ring the bell, nerd. What was that noise? That was a perfect moment to have the Metal Gear Solid alert sound.
Why didn't you have it ready?
Because I forgot this happened. God damn okay.
it. Get it ready.
Well, now people are going to expect it, so fuck it. Now back to my propane.
Actually, what's he looking at?
Oh. You think he's the girls in the...
Oh, he's going to realize it's not the complete book. It's only the dust jacket.
Ow.
Have you ever been in a situation where you hurt yourself, but you know you can't scream for whatever reason?
No, because I'm an honest person, Ben.
No, like, you weren't doing anything, but, like you didn't want to wake a person up.
Again, why are you still grabbing the book?
Because...
Even if you were going to fucking toss it. What an asshole.
I know most teachers will do that. I had a teacher throw away a comic of mine because I was reading in school.
What?
That's the only time we're reacting to seeing a nudie magazine where it's acceptable.
Now I feel dirty.
I love how you can see the events in the first movie in the background. So great.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Now, how do you think they're doing that? Do you think they got the original actors to recreate the scene?
And if yeah, I think that's what happened.
And they just tried to basically recreate it as best they can?
Because either they filmed the exact same scene from two different perspectives, or they rehired the actors to do the scene.
The actors were already on set. Like, we saw, like, obviously Lorraine and George McFly in the future. So they were probably on set for this.
Look at the way fucking Michael J. Fox was running, flailing his arms above his head.
I mean, he does run like a bitch, like his dad.
Does he run like a bitch?
I mean, I kept saying that all commentary last time that George McFly runs like a bitch.
So, you want to do it?
So, God, what is the 1955 thing to do?
Wait, what? My malt shop and chill? Disappearing?
Did you not hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
I said what? Malt shop and chill.
God damn it, Ben.
Real talk, people. I used Netflix and chill for the longest time, without realizing that Netflix and chill...
That's what CPR is, motherfucker.
...meant sex. I'm an idiot. Don't ask Dragon Netflix and chill. Just don't. It gives you a look.
Aren't we technically Netflix and chilling?
No, because there's no intercourse going on.
I mean, there doesn't have to be intercourse in Netflix and chill.
It's no, just but that's applied. What people use it for, though. Hey, look, it's 3D Man.
Domino effect.
Great comedy trope, though. Three Stooges would be proud. God damn it, Doc.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Hey, look. That's where that hole happened. There you go. You wanted a reason? There you go. That's how the hole happens. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
What? I was talking about the blackboard.
Yeah, I mean, there was a hole. I mean, you were asking, so there you go. I was talking
about the hole in the blackboard, not in the fucking poster.
Well, probably the poster was probably... The chalkboard was probably made from that poster. So there you go. You wanted a reason. Why else would they have it happen like that, similar to the chalkboard?
I'm a little disappointed that they didn't show, like, Marty McFly's hand slightly disappearing in that short scene.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason to retread over it, so...
I mean, it would have been a nice detail.
So, do you think...
Indiana Jones moment.
In the movie, they come looking for Marty, and then they see him on stage.
Oh, no.
By the way, last week when we did this commentary, I was thinking of Little Richard's Tutti Frutti. You remember Tutti Frutti? Tutti Frutti?
No. Never heard that song.
You've heard Tutti Frutti.
I don't think I have, bro.
Tutti Frutti! Do you remember Brave Little Toaster?
I've never seen a Brave Little Toaster now.
What is wrong with you?
Still got it. Still surprising him with the movies I've never
Brave
seen.
Brave Little Toaster is one of the greatest cartoon movies ever. I'm pretty sure
you just mispronounced Aladdin.
I said one, not the.
Who the fuck is Calvin Klein, asshole? What?
Why? That guy's a dick.
I'm pretty sure that guy took his wallet.
I think that guy's a brown noser.
Did I mention that yet? I'm pretty sure he took your wallet.
The way he looks at the camera, too. I think he took his wallet.
So dumb. Oh, no. We got the weapons.
I'm not gonna lie, though. Would you play a Back to the Future, like, side-scroller beat-em-up?
I don't know.
Where you play as Doc and Marty? And your special move is using the DeLorean to just kill everybody?
Also, this little scene is green-screened. You can tell.
Oh, definitely.
Let's get down to business.
No, we're not to defeat
the nerds.
We haven't done Revenge of the Nerds yet.
I've also never seen that movie.
That is a great movie.
We also have not done Mulan. The Mullen, as the Americans call it.
No, not even. Not Mullen. Even spelled that same way. No, shut up. I like how nobody knows how to look up.
Well, that's just a thing in any kind of media.
True. Very true.
Use the Force, Marty.
Oh, the horrendous guitar solo he does from 1984.
Plop.
We don't see that happening, do we?
No.
Because I think the entire camera is focused on...
Yeah, that was still backstage.
Yeah.
And now I'm outies. Who's that cracker in the backstage?
By the way, if you ever... Those sandbags are heavy.
Yeah, they're like 10 pounds each.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. So, what's going on, bruh? Because that's how you describe anything.
Yep.
That was music.
You can tell it here. It's just probably using an actor for it. Uh-oh.
How about no?
No, I'm good. I just love it. Just like, nope.
Chicken? Oh, by the way, if your kid almost accidentally sets fire to the rug, take it easy on him.
Yeah, that's happening right there.
The fuck you just say?
Smooth criminal. Not gonna lie, that's a, like, Marty McFly pulls off that look very, very well. Like Michael J. Fox with the leather jacket and the hat.
I just want to imagine, like, as he was turning around, slowly walking up to him, he's like, down, dig it down, down, dig it down, down, dig it down, down.
Why?
Because it would be funny in my mind.
Oh. Ow. I actually felt that. Felt that too.
Well, which would be worse, the stomach or the groin at that point?
Both? He's still just probably the groin.
In the back.
At least they didn't CGI it.
What if they did?
No, it didn't look CGI'd.
What if they did, though?
That would be hilarious. I would want to ask the filmmakers, did he just overthrow it? Like, that's the only reason why I can think of, he just overthrew it.
What if every time he threw that book, it was just green screened?
That would be so weird. Like a quarter, like a small percentage of the budget is dedicated to CGI books.
Yeah.
That would be too fucking funny.
Look at the wire effects on that car.
No, that's just a straight shitty-ass CGI car.
It could be like a green screen small version of the car.
That's entirely possible that they have like a model.
Yeah.
That's entirely possible, yeah.
Yeah, didn't they use a bunch of human models for Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, they use miniatures and stuff like that. And they or bigatures as they call them.
Bigatures.
Well, like because they were literally like the size of us. But when you shoot them, they look huge. Because of how you shoot them. So, like, what's an example? The Minas Morgul, that town, that city where Frodo and Sam go, right before they start climbing the stairs, that's all, at least the city, or whatever it is, fortress, I guess, that's all a bigature. And that's, like, as tall as us. It's that big. But because of the way they shoot it, it's huge. Also, this is not Lord of the Rings.
What if it was, though?
I'm not gonna lie, dude. When we do Lord of the Rings commentary, I have so much knowledge.
Marty, we gotta go back. We gotta go back to the Middle Earth. Lord Sauron.
That's not time travel. That's alternate realities and shit.
Nah, man. As we all know, our past was Lord of the Rings.
Well, I mean, it's all one continent, so that would be possible that Lord of the Rings was Pangaea. That'd be pretty cool to think about. I like how he doesn't notice his car door being opened. That would have freaked me out.
What's up, nerd?
Hey, man, how you doing? Whoa!
Hey, how you doing? Oh.
See, that I can understand being CGI'd, but that wasn't.
No, asshole. You let go of the wheel.
Not gonna lie, this is pretty fucking dangerous.
What if Marty McFly just came into the car, gave Biff the look, and said, get out?
Oh, I need your clothes, your boots, and your car.
Marty McFly is secretly the Terminator.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Damn.
And now we sketching. That'll teach him.
Like a fucking horror movie, how he shows up in the background.
Dun 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 dun.
Ow!
That's mean.
But I didn't notice Michael J. Fox has yet to bleed on his face. You'd think he would have by now.
No, man.
He got punched directly in the face.
He's got a lot of stat points in his resilience.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Deuces.
I am the ultimate skateboarder.
Hoverboarder, you mean?
Nah, man. His feet's on the ground. He's a skateboarder.
What is it? The little engine that could? Do you remember that poem?
No.
That little short story, The Little Engine That Could?
I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of The Little Engine That Could? No. That's bad CGI.
Why isn't this tunnel getting any closer? It's like this tunnel can't be this long.
No. And Biff was just driving slow just to troll him.
Oh shit. Deuces, nerd! And deja vu.
Yep, once again. Actually, this is what. I think when they refer to the manure thing, this is what they refer to.
I mean, it also happened in the first movie.
Yeah, no, but like, they like. It's hard to tell, like, which manure incident they talk about when they get back to the normal 1985, is it?
Oh, it was in his mouth.
There's nothing worse than manure in your mouth.
Eat shit, bro.
Pretty much.
Hmm.
So now Biff doesn't have access to it. The timeline's restored.
Or is it? Derp, 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 derp.
I would have loved it if the book just flew away because of the wind.
CGI fly away.
You can tell he's regretting burning it because he knows he can make major cash, but he ultimately does the right thing from burning it. Now nobody can know its secrets.
I mean, the least he could have done is, like, memorize a couple of pages, or, like, a page.
Mm-hmm.
Auto-detailing? The fuck?
What kind of auto-detailing hands out matches?
Right?
Also, one of the headlines read, Indians continue wounded knee operation.
I'll wound your knee, mate. Jeez, that was a rape face if I've ever seen one.
What, from...
Doc
from,
Brown.
From Doc Brown?
It's like, yeah, I like what this is turning into.
God damn it.
Oh, shit. Now the lightning storm that saved you is gonna condemn you.
I'm gonna use that term more and more often every time I feel like I'm gonna die. I almost bought the farm.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's probably like an old reference from like before our time. What was the significance of the 9-9? Did you see that?
I did. I also have no idea.
The fuck does... Is that like weird coded messaging?
Goodness.
This is actually kind of heartbreaking.
Why does the number 99 appear backwards?
Are you Googling it?
I am. Apparently the most common theory, and one that TV Trope says, as a word of God, is that the DeLorean does a backflip and the lightning strikes, resulting in the fire, in the fiery 99.
But it has no significance to the plot?
No.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. Oh, it was supposed to be a receding spiral, but it just came out like a 99.
Oh.
Okay. Way to go, special effects.
You fucked up! Somebody probably lost their job from that shit.
Nah.
This guy looks like he's from the FBI.
Are you Senor McDickcheese? That zoom.
Doesn't this feel like a spook?
Why do you have to look so angry about it?
Because he's inconvenienced by coming out in the rain.
Sponsored by Western Union. Fuck you just say, bro?
That's a long time. That's like the amount of time for that. That was 1941 to now, by the way.
Yeah, but who's counting?
Pretty much, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Nobody sends your packages anymore. I don't.
Amazon sends packages. I have no idea who that is.
Why are you telling me this? I'm just a postman. that guy's being a creep. Like, legit, this is none of your business.
Or at maybe the same time, you've had a letter for over 70 years. It's about time travel. Now go get fucked. I'm outies.
That's a great cutaway. And now we get to witness the ending of the first movie all over again. Whee! Wait, what is the Tarzan yell? There you go, thank you. George. No, that's George.
Yeah, well, who cares? We're gonna go see the Atomic Kid. Yeah, we like fire.
Those shitty ass fire effects.
Yeah, just look at all that shitty fire effects in the background. Pff, come on.
Not realistic enough. 0 to 10 with an IGN.
Somebody needs to take a lesson from the Order 1886.
You mean how it cheapingly gets away with
get
tricks?
A sweet lamp.
Gets away with shit. And theoretically, this happens at the end of the first movie, too.
Yeah.
Like, it just happens. Like, we just don't see it initially. That realization. No, I fucked up! I fucked up! No!
I'm back from the future, and then I'm back from the other future. Plop.
I mean, it's proved that it actually worked.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
And that certain time travel theories are correct.
And it actually ends with a to be concluded, which the first movie didn't end on.
To be concluded? Tune in next time when we go to the Wild West.
I like how they're actually foreshadowing
it. It's just an actual preview.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Suck it, Marvel. Back to the Future did it first.
Look at that gun. Unreal, though. I really enjoyed the third movie.
Hold on, hold on. We'll get that later.
ZZ Top. Love it.
Man, this is a big preview for the third movie. Holy shit.
It really is.
Like, this is a lot of the third movie that I... Oh!
Look at how Christopher Lloyd is standing.
That's what he's doing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for Back to the Future 2. Dragon, final thoughts on the critically acclaimed, possibly favorite in the entry in the series, Back to the Future Part 2.
Have I gone all my life without watching this until last year?
It's a great movie franchise.
It really is, especially for how much I love time travel plots.
You were so robbed of as a child, I swear.
You say that about a lot of things, like Alien, Predator, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Little
Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah, nobody cares about Brave Little Toaster.
I care about Brave Little Toaster. Damn it! It had a vacuum named Kirby. It had a lamp that was a bitch. And a candle? I think it was a candle. No, it was a blanket. That was named Blanket. Whatever. What was that noise?
That was supposed to be a vibrator sound.
Shut the fuck up.
I thought it was a candle.
God damn it. Final thoughts, quick.
Everybody watch this movie. It's great.
I pretty much share the sentiment. So, we're going to cut it short. Next week, when we come back, of course, we're going to bring you the riveting finale
of
Back to the Future Part 3, which, by most people who watch it, is considered the weakest and their least favorite. But you like it a lot. I'm indifferent about it, but let's see if opinions can be changed. Dragon, tell them everybody where you can find you at.
I'm on Twitch and the Twitters under the same handle as Mr. Dragon01.
And of course, twitch.tv/E2A14. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MarvelZiggy. And that's your cue, Dragon.
What?
Your Twitter.
I just said my Twitter was the same handle as my Twitch, which was...
Well, fuck me. I don't pay attention. Anyways, thank you for listening, guys. We will see you all next week for the explosive finale of the Back to the Future franchise. Until then, I'm the Marvelous Ziggy.
I'm Mr. Dragon. And remember, hashtag get PenPy trending.
Fuck you.